Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 20. Where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Hallelujah. It's all about grace. It's by grace through faith you and I have been saved. And today we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and we give him the glory. Well, Paul writes in Galatians 1:13, he says, I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. Clearly, Paul had no thoughts of becoming a Christian. So as a Jew, he was obsessed with the law. As an intellectual, he could debate the finest minds, articulate and educated. He was committed to the tenets of his faith. Yet he hated Christians. He watched as Stephen, the first martyr, was stoned to death. And while he did not personally participate, he held the coats of those who did. If you read in the book of Acts chapter 7, verses 57 to 59, Paul never dreamed that one day he'd switch sides. But when God has a plan for your life, he will do whatever it takes to fulfill it. Amen. By the time he places the hook in your jaw, he's already begun to work out his purposes for you. Even while Paul held the coats of Stephen's executioners, God had plans to use him to accomplish his task through this man. Just as he had plans for you when you were out in the world, partying, doing your own thing, going from relationship to relationship, or thinking only of making money. None of that stopped God, because the scripture says, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Had Paul known God planned to meet him that day on the Damascus Road, he might have taken a different route, right? But he was suddenly dazed by a blinding flash of light as he fell to the ground. He heard a voice, right? Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? In the book of Acts chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. This proud Pharisee had an appointment with God that was not in his diary, one that knocked him off his high horse. And to bring you into submission with his will, God will do whatever it takes. I repeat that. And to bring you into submission with his will, God will do whatever it takes. So be warned. Don't be belligerent. Don't be stubborn. But be yielding, be willing to do what God wants you to do, and say, Lord, here am I, right? So God won't permit your stubbornness to subvert his plans for your life. And the plans of God are supreme, are excellent for you. The plans that I have for you, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, is not to harm you, not to do you evil, but to do you good, to give you hope, to give you an expected end, to give you a future. That's what God does for you. And that's where his grace abounds much more than sin can ever abound. Amen. Thank God for his grace. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this day, O Lord, and we thank you for your grace that has abounded over our lives. O Lord, it is but by your grace and mercies that we had been predestined and foreordained before the foundations of the earth, so that we will be called your inheritance, your sons and your daughters. Abba Father, we want to say thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that your mercies are brand new every morning. And this morning, O Lord, we receive your mercies, your grace, your love into our hearts, into our minds. Oh, Father God, with the revelation that you want to give unto us. Lord God Almighty, I thank you and I bless you. Today, Lord God Almighty, I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. You will bless them. You will uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from the evil one. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray, Lord, for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions, with their sick bodies. I rebuke every sickness. Get out and enter into that body or mind again no more in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Abba Father, we thank you. We give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.